Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, May the 27th, 1984. This is Memorial Sunday, as we remember those who have gone on before us, our departed loved ones. God bless as we worship together on this beautiful Lord's Day. At this time, our youth choir is going to sing, and I'd like for them to come at this time to sing for us. We appreciate them and the work that they do. Youth choir meets tonight at 6 o'clock during the church training hour. And especially still trying to recruit some boys. These three boys right over here make three good boys in the choir. We need some boys, don't we? So I trust we'll still get some. Y'all just keep praying and keep encouraging these boys. going to be preaching this morning from the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. It's got quite a few verses in it, 58 verses, but we're just going to preach from verses 20 through 26 where Brother Kermit's going to read for us and lead us in prayer.
1 Corinthians 15, 20 through 26. But now is Christ risen from the dead and became the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man cometh death, by man come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even farther when he shall put down all rule and all authority and all power. For he must reign until he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank Thee that again we can assemble ourselves here in Thy house. Father, we thank Thee for the prayers that Thou hast answered. We thank Thee, Father, for the trials and tribulations that Thou hast seen us through in the past week. We thank Thee, Father, for the safe journeys that we've made in our travel. We ask now, Father, that You be with each home represented here this morning. And be with them, Father, in a special way. Be with those, Father, that have traveled to be here. Be with, Father, those that must travel to return. Be with, Father, those that are sick and shut in. Be with, Father, our pastor as he brings the message this morning and again this evening, Father, as he is of depart from us. Be with, Father, the one that will be here bringing us the message. And, Father, we ask that You be with any of those that may be among us that don't yet know Thee as our personal Savior. That, Father, today the word be said, or the thing be done, Father, that cause them to come to the realization that they need Thee as our Savior and eternal life. Be with us, Father, in all things. This we pray and ask for in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.
Let us turn again in our hymn book to page 422, Face to Face with Christ. Let's stand and sing all four verses.
Thank you.
morning, we'd like to look again in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This whole chapter is on the resurrection. All 58 verses, in some way, speak about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and our own resurrection that we will experience if we die in the Lord. We'll be in the first resurrection. Before we look into the message today, we want to have another word of prayer together. We do want to remember these in prayer this morning, listed here in the bulletin. I want to mention two others also. Brother Parsons' wife, May, has been in the hospital for the last day or two. And they went to get her, to take her home just a few moments ago before the morning worship service. And let's continue to pray for May Parsons. And also, Thomas Fred Skaggs is in the hospital, I believe, isn't he? Was taken down this morning. Let's remember him in prayer, Freddie Skaggs. Also, Bill Magler, let's continue to pray for him. He's in UK Medical Center yet, in the burn unit. Let's be praying for Bill. Also, Mitchell Fraley, Brother Jerry is dead. Ms. Back, John and Lucy Talby, that we send a tape to each week. Let's be praying for them. And also Anna Campbell, who is in North Carolina at her daughter's home. Continue to pray for Ms. Barker. I know the Lord is able to bless her, as well as Mrs. Maud Barker in the nursing home. Brother Combs' wife also in the nursing home. This next name is my sister, Desi Postlewaite. She's improving. We thank God for this. Think she's able to cook for her family now out of the hospital, and trust you'll continue to pray for her. Also, Brother Flinch's mother in the nursing home in Jackson. Claude and Allie Deaton, this is Ms. White's mom and dad. Continue to pray for my mom. Also, Ms. Callie Hanks, she was with us last Sunday in church and seems to be doing better. We thank God for this. Also, Pam Toller and Brother Lafer Giles. And probably many of you today have a prayer request. I know that God's able to bless each one of these and the requests that you have today. Let's look to the Lord in prayer at this time. Father, we thank Thee for loving us and giving us of Your Holy Spirit. We thank Thee at conversion. You do give to everyone who believes on Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. And we thank Thee that Your Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And Father, we lift up this service to Thee right now. We pray, Lord, You give us clear minds as we look into Your Word today. And may, Lord, what we say be a blessing. Father, we know that You're able to supply all of our need according to Your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. And Father, today we ask for Your strength and for Your guidance in this message. We pray that, Lord, You bless every home represented here in this service today. And may Your will and Your way be worked out in every life. We remember, Lord, this morning our loved ones who have gone on to be with Thee. We just pray that You'd bless us to meet them someday. We thank Thee for each one, Lord, who has died in the Lord. We thank Thee for all of our loved ones, Lord, who have died. We know You're able to bless us, that we would be faithful to Thee and keep looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. Father, we know today that we're not home yet. But someday we will be home when Jesus comes again to rapture the church. And we thank Thee for all that lies ahead for us as Christians. We know we have a glorious future. And we thank Thee that we can know Thee. We pray for any here in this service, Lord, that still do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that today would be the day when they would say yes, and they would allow the wonderful Lord Jesus Christ to come into their life and be born again. In His name we pray. Amen. On this Memorial Sunday, as we remember those who have died, we want to try to spread some joy into your life along your pathway, knowing that our loved ones are not gone from us forever. And we're going to meet them again someday. Now, those who have died in the Lord are absent from the body, and they're present with the Lord. The Bible tells us this in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 8. They're absent here, but they're present there. And someday you and I are going to be absent here, and we're going to be present somewhere else. And I trust it will be with the Lord. You know, today dying is just as real as living, and maybe even more real. They have done a study on death and dying. I believe they even have classes in college now on death and dying. Dying is just as real as living. And one of the verses I gave last Sunday in my testimony, Paul said that Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. My living or my dying should magnify the Lord. That's what Paul said. And I agree with him today. Our living or our dying, whichever the Lord desires for us, should bring honor and glory to the Lord. I trust you'll be prepared when this event comes in your life. I trust you have made peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. How is it right now with you? Do you know the Lord? Do you have the peace of God? Because you have made peace with God. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If Jesus tarries His coming long enough, the place that we occupy here in this life is going to be vacant sometime. If Jesus tarries His coming long enough. But you know, I thank God today that there are going to be people living on this earth when Jesus comes again. Because verses 51 and 52 of 1 Corinthians 15 says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. In other words, everyone is not going to die. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. And the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. We have a wonderful future ahead of us. I thank God for this wonderful truth. You know, Paul said, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Only a Christian can say that. Only someone who knows the Lord can say that. To die is gain. If you had to meet the Lord today, would it be gain for you? Could you go out to meet Him rejoicing? In fact, Paul said, I am in a strait betwixt two. Having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. You know what today? It's far better to be with the Lord than it is to be here on this earth. It certainly is. But the Lord wants us to be here on this earth. And Paul went on and said, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. But Paul meant death. in a Roman prison. And he could say to the Philippian church, to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. The last enemy that shall be destroyed, verse 26 that Brother Kermit read for us, says, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. It's death. Did you know what? In Revelation 21, it tells us some wonderful words. Revelation 21, 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. There shall be no more death. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. The Bible even says there is no more curse. When sin came in the world, this old earth we live on was cursed. There are thorns and briars and weeds. But when Jesus comes again, the curse is going to be lifted again. What a day it's going to be. One of our key verses this morning is going to be Revelation 14, 13, the last part of that verse. It says, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And over in Psalm 116 and verse 15, it says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Precious in the sight of the Lord. Why does the Bible call these people blessed dead? Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. First of all, I believe that at death, they go immediately to be with the Lord. I believe that with all my heart today. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and a house not made with hands eternal in the heavens. And Paul said, he goes on in verse 8. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians 5 and read verse 8. It says, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. What a blessed experience it is for a Christian today. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Why are these people blessed? Because they go immediately to be with the Lord. We just bury the house that they lived in. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Again, Paul said, I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Absent, present. Jesus told a man that was dying on the cross one day, in Luke 23, 43, he said, this fellow looked over at Jesus, first of all, and said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Why are people who are Christians when they die, why are they called blessed? Because they go immediately to be with Jesus. They go to be with the Lord. Jesus said, today shalt thou be with me. What a wonderful day that's going to be when Jesus will behold and be like Him. I wonder how homesick we are for that place, for heaven. Jesus said in John 17, Father, I will that they whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. In today's devotional, in the Daily Bread, it has some wonderful thoughts for May the 27th. It's entitled, Weep Not for Me. Matthew Henry wrote some thoughts on this before he went to be with the Lord. He left this with his family. He said, "Will you like to know where I am? I am at home in my Father's house, and a mansion's prepared for me here. I am where I want to be, no longer on the stormy sea, but in God's safe, quiet harbor. My sowing time is done, and I am reaping. My joy is as the joy of harvest. Would you like to know how it is with me? I am made perfect in holiness. Grace is swallowed up in glory. Would you like to know what I'm doing? I see God not as through a glass darkly, but face to face. I am engaged in the sweet enjoyment of my precious Redeemer. I am singing hallelujahs to Him who sits upon the throne, and I am constantly praising Him. Would you know what blessed company I keep? It is better than the best on earth. Here are the holy angels and the spirits of just men made perfect. I am with many of my old acquaintances with whom I worked and prayed, and who have come here before me. Lastly, would you know how long this will continue? It is a dawn that never fades. After millions and millions of years, it will be as fresh as it is now. Therefore, Matthew Henry wrote, Weep not for me. Weep not for me. Did you know what the thought for today's devotional page says? Death for the Christian means heaven, happiness, and Him. And I say another H there, hallelujah. Death is not so bad. When you look at death through the eyes of Jesus, they're not gone forever. We're going to see our loved ones again. Second, Christians who die are at rest. In Hebrews 4:9, it says, There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. But the thing about it is we must know God's rest here in salvation to one day experience the rest up there in glorification. We're going to have a glorified body someday, one that will never have another ache or pain. We're going to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years and not even getting any older during all that time. Would that be wonderful? And then at the end of that 1,000-year reign, we have eternity to look forward to never grow old. I love that wonderful song, Where We'll Never Grow Old. I was over at the nursing home a few days ago, and as I walked up to the front entrance, there was a lady out there in the sunshine, singing. And it was Where We'll Never Grow Old. I went in to visit someone and came back out, and she was still singing another song, Where We'll Never Grow Old. Christians who die are at rest. At rest. Revelation 14:13 again says that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. So these are blessed dead. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. First of all, they go immediately to be with Jesus. Second, they are at rest because they experienced God's perfect rest here in salvation. They came to Him. Jesus said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you, what? Rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Have you experienced God's rest in your soul? Another reason I believe that these who died in the Lord are blessed is that they will be in the first resurrection. I thank God this life is not all of it. Paul sort of described the resurrection in the first part of chapter 15. And he talked about in verses 12 and following, if there be no resurrection. But the very first verse that Brother Kermit read for us a while ago says, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. If there's no resurrection, our preaching is vain. Paul says we're yet in our sins. And those who died in the Lord are perished if there be no resurrection. But I love verse 26. It says, but now is Christ risen from the dead. Death could not hold him. The psalmist said, thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. So on the third day, Jesus got up victorious, and he became the first fruits of them that slept. But now is Christ risen from the dead. Notice the 21st and 22nd verses here of 1 Corinthians 15. It says there in verse 21, for since by man came death, Adam in the Garden of Eden, by man, Christ Jesus, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Notice that, shall all be made alive. But that's not all of chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. We're going to look at verse 23 also today. Everyone is going to be made alive. Those who died in the Lord, those who died out of the Lord, they're all going to be resurrected. Not in the same resurrection as we're going to look here in the Bible. It says, but every man in his own order. And my Bible has two little dots after that word. That means what follows is the order of the resurrection. First of all, Christ, the first fruits. He has already come out of that tomb victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And no wonder Paul could say in verse 55 of this chapter, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, the strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. When a Christian dies, it is not defeat, it's victory. It's victory. But every man in his own order. Christ, the first fruits, he's already resurrected, he's alive today. And notice what the next thing is. Afterwards, they that are Christ at his coming. Friends, this is the first resurrection. The first resurrection. Verses 24 and 25, let's read those also. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God. This is at the end of the 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth. He'll deliver up the kingdom to God, the Father. When he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. You know what? Revelation chapter 20 got some wonderful verses in it. It's got some sad verses as well toward the end of that chapter. Revelation chapter 20. And verse 5, it says, but the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. those who die in the Lord are in the first resurrection. Notice what the sixth verse says of Revelation 20. Blessed, that word means happy. Same word is used in the Beatitudes in Matthew 5. Blessed and holy is he that hath part. Where? In the first resurrection. On such, those who are in the first resurrection, the second death hath no power. Look what verse 14 says. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. That's at the end of the great white throne judgment, though. Verse 6 is talking here about the Christians who get up out of their graves in the first resurrection. The second death has no power on them. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And during all that 1,000-year reign, Satan is going to be bound in the bottomless pit. First part of chapter 20 tells us that. That's why there's going to be peace on this earth then. There's not much peace now. The Persian Gulf doesn't look too well. But I know this, God is the author of peace. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is peace, there's joy. Jesus said to that thief on the cross, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." The word paradise is in the Bible only 3 times. And on every occasion, the meaning is clear. It's the blissful abode of the saved, the home of the soul after death, or more commonly called heaven. What a place it's going to be. What a wonderful place. On a warm Sunday afternoon, the Daily Bread mentioned this. A loving father and his son went to the village cemetery to see the grave of a little baby. As they stood there by the headstone, the youngster asked, "Dad, when you die and go to heaven, will you take me along?" The father was startled by this question and said, "Why do you ask?" The boy gripped his dad's hand and looked up with love in his eyes and said, "Because I don't want you to go alone." The child sensed that fellowship with his dad would be broken by death. And the father immediately thought of Jesus' words, "Thou shalt be with me in paradise," or heaven. Beyond us shadows at the face of Jesus. With him forever in endless light, his glorious presence shall be my portion. Beyond us shadows. Beyond us night. You know what? Heaven is a place where there is no night. What a place heaven is. I trust you're going there. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians, in closing our message today, he said, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep." He also said in 1 Thessalonians 4, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others that have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again," that's the gospel. And Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now again, that's the first resurrection. Shall rise first. And then we, which are alive and remain on this earth, Paul says, shall be caught up together.